teacher's just jealous because I get way better grades than him. It's not my problem I'm the smart one.
Hey now, don't forget who gave you the ability to get those good grades. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Come on in and get comfortable. So what are you good at? Is it sports? How about math? Or maybe art? No matter what you're good at, don't ever forget who gave you your talent. That's right, it was God. Here's 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 with an important reminder. Everything you have was given to you. Why do you act as if you got it all by your own power? Our story today is all about that. It's called A Go-Between. Thatcher rolled his eyes when his brother smugly waved a piece of paper in front of his nose. "Stop it, Nolan! You're always bragging about your good grades." Thatcher stuck his nose in the air and mimicked his brother. "I got an A in this and a 100 on that. I'm so smart." "Well, I am the smartest kid in my class," said Nolan. "Boys, that's enough." Dad took out his wallet and removed some bills. "What do you think of this, Nolan?" Nolan's eyes opened wide. "Wow, that's a lot of money."
"Yep," said Dad with a nod. "Remember the snowblower Uncle Jeffrey asked us to sell for him when we moved to Florida? Well, I sold it this morning, and the man paid me in cash. This should come in handy, don't you think?"
"Yeah, but..." Nolan gave his dad a confused look. "You're not going to spend it, are you?"
"Why not?" asked Dad. "The man gave it to me."
"But it's not yours," said Thatcher. "It belongs to Uncle Jeffrey, doesn't it?"
"Yeah, Dad," echoed Nolan. "The snowblower belonged to him, so if you kept the money, you'd be stealing, wouldn't you?"
Dad smiled. "You're right. I would be stealing. The buyer handed the money to me, but he was really paying Uncle Jeffrey. I'm just the go-between. Just like you, Nolan."
"Like me?" asked Nolan. "What do you mean?"
"What I mean is that all the abilities and talents you have, great or small, come from God," replied Dad. "He gave them to you, but they really belong to Him. Sometimes people will compliment you on them, but you're just the go-between. Jesus gave you those abilities so you could use them to glorify Him, not yourself." Nolan looked embarrassed.
"So you're saying I shouldn't be proud of being smart?"
"Right," said Dad. "God wants you to enjoy your love of learning, but He gave you that ability so you could use it to help others and show them Jesus' love, not rub it in people's faces. When you get a good grade or a compliment, remember it really belongs to God, and thank Him for the gifts He's given you."
"Okay, Dad," said Nolan. "I'll try to remember. I don't want to steal from God."
So how about you? Are you good at schoolwork or sports? Do you do well in music or public speaking? Maybe you have a talent for fixing things or making others feel welcome. Remember that any ability you have comes from God, and He deserves the credit. Use your talents to give Him glory and show others His love. Our key verse,
1 Corinthians 4:7. Everything you have was given to you. Why do you act as if you got it all by your own power?
And our key thought for today, all your talents belong to God. Grab a safe and easy tool to learn about Jesus wherever you go with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. It has a full audio Bible and a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories. With its simple design, it's easy for kids to use. And when you purchase a Storyteller, you'll provide the opportunity for someone else around the world to hear the gospel with a storyteller of their own. Get a safe and easy tool to learn about God by going to keysforkids.net/storyteller. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.